T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Seven and 1330 KNSS, Steve and Ted in the morning, 7:46 here on this Tuesday morning. Three big things. Winter storm hits north central and northwest Kansas. As much as 8 inches of snow in some places.
Two.
Wichita City Council will discuss drafting an ethics policy at a workshop meeting today.
One.
House sends one article of impeachment against Donald Trump to the Senate. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
In traffic this morning, northbound on I-135 near 1st and 2nd Street. We have a traffic slowdown due to some road construction and lane restriction there, so watch out for that. Northbound I-135 near 8th and 9th Street. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Increasing clouds and cool today with a high of 32 degrees. Cloudy and cold, 40% chance for snow tonight. Accumulation could be up to an inch. Overnight low 21. Wednesday, decreasing clouds. Tomorrow's high, again, 32 degrees. Now a cloudy sky. We've got a north wind gusting to 22 miles per hour and 27 degrees. Amazon's 2020 hiring spree does not appear to be slowing in the new year, with the company announcing 3,000 new jobs in Boston. The hires announced Tuesday will double the workforce in Amazon's Boston Tech Hub. A number of companies that have allowed people to better maintain social distancing during the global pandemic have experienced explosive growth over the past year. And Amazon is the top of that list. Amazon hired more than 250,000 people in the quarter that ended in September. In October, at the start of this quarter, it hired another 100,000. Amazon now has more than 1 million employees, 800,000 of them in the United States.
Big helping company. People get jobs.
You bet. Stocks ended mixed on choppy trading Monday.
The Dow closing down 36, dragged down by financials. The S&P finishing up 13 points. The NASDAQ up 92, closing at an all-time high and its fourth straight record close. Big winners today, Apple, Tesla, Microsoft, all three reporting earnings this week. Meanwhile, Merck ending slightly higher after ending its COVID-19 vaccine program, citing inferior responses. It will focus instead on treatments. And CVS ending lower after completing its first round of COVID-19 vaccinations at 8,000 nursing homes that were part of a federal program. Second doses are expected to be completed within 4 weeks. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
California considering extending its pandemic eviction protections through the end of June and paying up to 80% of some tenants' unpaid rent. The state passed a law last year banning evictions of tenants who pay at least 25% of their rent owed between September and January. Those protections will expire Monday. A proposal being negotiated would extend those protections through the end of June. Now 7:50, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. New development in downtown Wichita. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, a pair of Wichita developers just closed on the purchase of an empty half-acre lot at 2nd and McLean. That's an essential piece of their plans to redevelop the adjacent warehouse. Jerry Jones and Dave Burke bought the vacant land from the city. The property sits just east of the former Key Construction warehouse that Jones and Burke plan to transform into a Class A mixed-use building, which will offer office and potentially retail and restaurant uses as well. Wichita is a major hub of manufacturing. President Joe Biden's Buy American provisions are part of a push to boost domestic manufacturing, but it's a move that risks restraining relations with key U.S. allies. Biden is ordering an increase in domestic content requirements for federal procurement contracts, and several European countries have long complained that Buy American measures are a protectionist action to shut out their multinational companies. And it's easier to be financially elite in Kansas, like Steve. A new study calculates what it takes to be in the top 1% of net worth in each state. In Kansas, someone needs a personal net worth of $913,000 to be in the top 1%. That's according to a study by Windfall Data Incorporated. Kansas is one of just three states in the study where someone can be in the top 1% without being a millionaire, the other two, Indiana and Mississippi. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
So you're saying it's cheaper to be in the top 1% in Kansas? Is that right?
Yes, yes. You don't have to be a millionaire.
Oh, I'm greatly encouraged. How about you?
Yeah, absolutely, you bet.
Now, when you're totaling up net worth, okay, in Kansas, if you do for me, would you include my 2002 Mazda Tribute in that?
Absolutely, that's an asset that you have. You bet.
Do you include his Freddy's gift card?
Yeah, I got a Freddy's gift card.
You bet. That's very, very valuable.
Sweet.
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah. Well, won't take long. We'll be there. Okay.
Yeah.
Glad to know you think I have a lot of money. Okay.
Oh, hey, you're not fooling anybody, buddy.
Don't tell St. Shelley.
All right. Yeah.
She thinks we're
poor. Or anybody you go to lunch with.
She thinks we're poor. Okay. Yeah. By the way, speaking of which, today is National Spouses Day.
Hey.
Celebrating the bond between two people. Set aside time for couples to show each other gratitude today. Wow. Yeah, this is recognizing spouses everywhere. The observance reminds us to take a little time for our mate. Now, of course, Ted and Jad can't be involved in this, but you've got Gretchen there.
Oh, yeah. She's a lifesaver.
I'll tell you what, as far as spouses are concerned, she is in the Hall of Fame, you know.
I agree. You bet.
Is she a good cook, by the way?
She's an incredible cook. Just the other night, she made chicken, mashed potatoes with their incredible gravy. Oh, my favorite meal she makes.
Wow.
Well, man, that sounds great.
Oh, so good.
You know, you got to keep her there, bud.
Yeah, I think I will,
yeah. Don't mess it up, okay?
Right.
National Spouses Day. All right, thank you, gentlemen. And by the way, you ready for the big game here in a couple of weeks? Are you getting fired up?
Well, I'm getting ready, you bet. The pregame starts right now. So.
Yeah. Hey, when you were a kid growing up in Kansas City on that team, did you have a favorite player? I mean, most of us will pick one or two guys that are our favorites. Did you have a player?
Yeah, of course, I went with the linemen a lot. Jack Rudney was the center, and I played center. But
oh, you did?
You know,
okay.
Otis Taylor, Ed Podolak, Lenny Dawson.
There you go.
You know,
I didn't know you were a center, you know.
Yeah, I was hiking the ball when I was a player.
You were one of the big uglies.
One of the big uglies.
Yeah.
Down in the trenches.
Exactly.
Yeah, all right. So I played quarterback, and you guys came in quite handy for me.
Well, sure, yeah. Get to the ball so you can work your magic.
Work the magic, yeah.
That's a good way to put it.
There you go.
Macintosh magic.
Magic, there you go. All right. Thank you, guys. It's 7:55, Steve and Ted, and stay with Steve and Ted. Coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS, we're going to have the latest on the effort to impeach Donald Trump. Ted has sports, right, Ted?
Yep, we're leapfrogging to the next Shocker basketball game. Another postponement. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news on the way. The Blur is coming up,
right?
Oh, yeah,
at 8:35 this morning. We'll get you caught up on your entertainment news in The Blur.
Of course, we'll have traffic and weather as well. All in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted. Keep it right here. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.